I love that.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat.
Stand by for action.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/shaunaandlala.
And check me out at facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And you can find us on Instagram at Shauna and Lala. And on Snapchat at Shauna_Lala. And how was your week?
It was good. It you know, Memorial Day weekend, we all celebrated. I actually came here for a barbecue. I went to your house. And then I went out, you know. We went out to this. It's like Billy Joe's Rib Works. You've been there before.
Oh, yes. I love
it's,
it.
Yeah, there. Really good. So it's a restaurant, but it's also a bar/nightclub on the water. It's like country themed, so they have a band, they have a DJ. It was alright, you know, I think I'm getting too old for it, but I do love it. And what else did I do? I didn't really do any of the big, you know, big barbecue stuff, other than going to yours. I did watch a lot of war movies, which, I don't know, have you ever seen Argo?
I haven't, no.
Oh man, that, I've never seen it. Ben Affleck's in it, and it is amazing. It's an older movie, but I didn't know a lot of this stuff went on, so we've been watching like war movies at my house in honor of Memorial Day to just see what our men went through and learn about why we went to war with different places. And the Argo was amazing. It happened in 1979. So, you know, our parents were around that time, and it was about hostages taken at our embassy in Iran, and it was so... Like, I was on the edge of my seat the whole time, and this guy, Ben Affleck, played. He, you know, it was a true story.
Right.
They had to save these American hostages. There was, like, 60 in the embassy that were held hostage for over 400 days, and then 6 that escaped. They were hiding out in the Canadian embassy. So the whole movie is, how are they going to get these people out without causing the Iranians to, you know, kill the hostages? And Ben Affleck came up with the idea, pretend we're a film crew, pretend we're producing a movie, and we want to look at spots in Iran. And it worked. It was hard. It was scary, though, and because they were looking for Americans, and they were killing anyone who looked American and all that. So it was very, like, tense, the whole movie, but it was amazing. And I learned a lot of different things I didn't know. I never knew that happened, so... I think it's always good to kind of catch up on the past and the history of why we are where we are today and why we're free and the luxuries we have and other countries don't. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look it up. I'm assuming it's on Netflix.
I'm not sure. We actually, you know, when you go to Walmart and you see those big bins of cheap DVDs,
like $5.
Yeah, every month, my husband, he loves that bin. He'll go through it and find a new movie or one he's already seen that, you know, he wants to buy. Who buys DVDs? I don't know, but he does. Yeah, okay. So he does too. And he bought Argo in that one of those bins. So we bought that. We bought a movie called Greenpoint, which we watched last night. It was about, you know, the Iraq War after 9/11. What was the other one? I forget. It was another war movie. So I think it's good. If you can watch it in a movie and learn something, if you know one is a true story.
Absolutely.
So that was my weekend.
Yeah, I just didn't really do much. I had the barbecue, and you got to meet my crazy family.
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Yes.
I got to meet all of Shauna's family. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even half of the family. Just to let you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, we had a good time. We had a lot of food.
Yes, delicious food. I got to try some Polish food. I've never really... I mean, I love pierogies. That's about the only Polish food I've ever had. They didn't have those there, though.
No,
but
you know why? They take all day to make, which I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, maybe next time someone can make me some fresh pierogies, because I'm in love with them.
Yes. Of course. And I've already asked my cousin to make them for you. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
But yeah, we all had a good time, and everybody bought something. And
yeah, that's the best. It keeps the cost down. Everyone brings a meal.
Yeah.
You get to try different things. So
I was surprised my cousin didn't bring a Polish dish.
I know.
She usually does.
She brought an Italian one, right? Sausage and peppers.
Yeah. So I was really surprised. That's not usually like her.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Something different. Hmm. And it was good, too. So, but yeah, that was my weekend. We went out for my birthday.
Yes, we did.
We went to Mount Fuji, which is this awesome Japanese restaurant.
The hibachi. Oh, my God.
Really nice people that were sitting with us. And
yeah, they were a really, really nice family. Originally from where? Tennessee? Or
yeah, Tennessee. I forget where.
Yeah.
But Tennessee. And, of course, I asked the guy if he was from Japan. And what did he say? No, he was from Indonesia.
Oh!
And then
the cook. You're talking about the cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hibachi chef.
Yeah, I asked him where he was from. I'm like, oh, are you from Japan? And he's like, no, I'm from Indonesia. And then all of a sudden you hear this little kid, he's like, my shoes are made
in Indonesia. I know. I was like, like she said, he's just, oh, I'm from Indonesia. The kid's like, oh, mommy, isn't that where my shoes are made in Indonesia? Oh, mommy, is that where our yacht is made? Like, kid, how embarrassing. I mean, but the guy didn't, he kind of brushed it off and he said, yeah, we have a big shoe factory over there in Indonesia.
And
so
he said, oh, are they Nikes? And he was like, no, they're whatever kind they were.
Yeah. It was really funny.
It was pretty funny.
I just like, oh, I put my hand on my head and like, oh boy, here we go.
And then, of course, me, I'm too short to even like reach the table. And the kid's father, you see him like running around the restaurant trying to find me like a freaking booster seat.
She didn't fit in the booster seat.
I didn't fit in the booster seat. So they bought over, what did they bring over, napkins?
Yeah, the cloth napkins, I guess they just came back from the laundromat, so they were wrapped in like plastic. And, you know, it was a big pile of napkins, and they stuck it under Shauna's butt, and she sat on it, and she was good to go, you know? She was comfy and high, and she could eat at the same level. You should have seen her before that.
Yeah.
This poor girl is, like, standing at the hibachi table, eating her food, standing up. We're like, nah, this kid, you know, you gotta sit down.
Yeah, the guy was like, you need to enjoy your meal. I was like, trust me, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, she was, like, shoveling it in. She's like, I could stand all day and eat this.
Yeah. It was so good.
No, oh, I love it.
And, yeah, so I won't tell you what happened afterwards, but
you didn't feel good, huh?
I didn't feel
it
good.
It went, yeah. It hit you right down that tummy.
It did. And, hopefully soon we'll be getting that taken care of. But, yeah, it was not pleasant that night.
Oh, boy. Shauna and her stomach.
So, but on that note, we'll be right back. We have lots of news for you. Lala's got news around the world,
got
and
money.
I have celebrity news coming up. Crazy, crazy stuff going on with Trump. Not with Trump personally.
But people attacking Trump.
Attacking Trump, which is just outrageous, and
yeah,
I just think. So we'll be right back, and we'll tell you that story.
Let's dance. You're on beat.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and what's going on around the world?
Well, last week we talked about the Manchester bombings, and so this week I kind of want to touch base about it. Apparently, they're doing this huge concert.
I saw,
Ariana Grande is going to throw this huge concert, you know, for the people who were affected, for Manchester. I think it's a little too soon. They said that it could be as soon as this Sunday, this weekend coming.
June 4th.
Oh, so they finally picked a date?
That's the date.
So that's this weekend, then.
Yeah, Sunday.
So Sunday, yeah, that's what I was told. So a lot of singers are going to join this, and celebrities are going to, you know, put their talents to this concert.
Yeah.
Now, the great thing about it is that Ariana Grande is having all proceeds. Anything that she makes from this concert is going to go to the victims' families. That's a lot of money when you think about it.
Yeah.
How much a concert makes, and then she's going to give it, she's not even taking 1 cent. So everyone's donating their time, their talent, the place, and then all the money that they get from tickets and all that is going to go to the family. So that's amazing. It's just so awesome to see everyone coming together Which is sad, I always say. It always takes something catastrophic to bring people together. But
it shouldn't have to be.
I know. It's the same in families, though. It always is a funeral when you see everyone instead of why not see everyone. Yeah. It's sad, but that's how the world works. But it is great to see everyone coming together for this. And I love, I always talk about the royal family, but Queen Elizabeth, she's just so cute. She went to visit all the victims
in the hospital.
Yeah,
and I saw.
It was really cute. Like, I watched a video. She, you know, in her little outfit she always wears, the big hats, and
yeah.
Going to each bed and talking to the kids. And it, you know, that's so nice, you know. She doesn't have to do that.
No.
She's royalty. She's older. She doesn't have to. But she did. And I think it made those kids smile. I know it would make me smile if the Queen of England came to visit me.
Oh, heck
right?
Yeah. I would be like, I just want to shake your hand.
Yeah. So, it's you know, it's a beautiful, it turns out to be a beautiful thing. Now, people are afraid right now, though, about the next concert. Is this going to be a target?
Yeah.
Because Manchester's on high alert right now for terror. So, is this a smart idea to do it so fast? I don't know. They said after 9/11, a concert was put together pretty much the next week. So, I guess it's been done before. You just have to, they're probably going to have a lot of security, though, I would think. It's going to be probably crazy security, you know, to get in anywhere,
oh, yeah.
Checking everything out.
Do you know if the victims are going to, like, are they out of the hospital? Or are they?
Some are.
Able to attend? I mean, I would think that they would attend for free.
Yeah, they probably would attend. I don't know how many are out of the hospital or not. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I would guess that they would all try and attend or somehow have them be able to watch it. And maybe they'll link them up in their hospital room so, like,
yeah.
A screen or something. But really awesome. And hopefully everyone is healing in Manchester and everyone who has been affected. With, you know, you're all in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. And I know Katy Perry is going to be there.
Yeah, a lot of different.
And Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
I don't know who else.
I heard Justin Timberlake has done something great for the cause. It's an Eminem donated a lot of money to.
Wow.
Yes, Eminem, Justin Timberlake. So everyone's really just coming out for this and giving all that they can give, and that's just amazing. So thank you to everyone who's trying to help out right now. In other news, it's kind of sad on Americans' part. It's National Spelling Bee Week. So all over the country, they're doing the spelling bees in school. I remember them from when I was a kid.
I could have won.
Yeah.
I never tried out, I don't think, but I could have won.
Yeah, I was really good, too. I made it past, like, the first round, and out of my school, I won in my school, but that was it. You know, I didn't want to go further. I was just very shy.
Hey, you never know. You could have won $1 million.
Oh, yeah, I wish. I doubt that, but... So, this article I found was pretty embarrassing, that people, instead of spelling bee, in honor of that, they're doing what are the most misspelled words in America. So each state has their own word that I guess they're going by Google. So when people type into Google, how do you spell such and such a word, you know? I've done it before. There's certain words that you're like, ooh, you know? But I guess certain states have a higher number of a certain word. So it might say, like, New York asked how to spell this certain word, you know, a million times over other states. So, it was pretty funny and pretty sad, like I said, reading all these mistakes. So, in New York, the most commonly misspelled word is beautiful.
What?
I know. I was like, I don't know. I have no idea why. How do people spell it? Do they spell it like bootyful, like B-U? I don't know.
I would love to know that, New York. Come on, New
York.
Yeah.
Maine, pneumonia. That is kind of hard. You know, you gotta...
You know what? I can never spell it.
Yeah, it is hard. You'll love this one. Vermont, they don't know how to spell. Oh, no, not Vermont. I'm sorry. New Hampshire does not know how to spell diarrhea.
Do I?
Diarrhea. Yeah, I had trouble with that when I was younger.
I have to, like, Google it. So there's my Google.
Jeez, yep.
Google points.
New Jersey, they can't spell license or baffling. So they've Googled how to spell license and baffling.
Really?
Yeah.
New Jersey is like the queen of, or the king of driving, you know, like.
I know.
Driving from New Jersey,
yep. Pennsylvania can't spell sauerkraut. So that's another one. But beautiful is like, beautiful is the top word that states can't spell. There's so many states on there that that's the top word that people are Googling. I don't get it.
Like, I don't get it either.
Beautiful is on everything. You see it on shirts. You see it describing things. It's like a common word that you see everywhere. Pneumonia, not so much. Diarrhea, not so much. But beautiful, yes. And this one, I remember when I was a kid, I had trouble with it. It was angel. And that is...
angle.
Yeah, North Carolina spells angel wrong. They spell it like angle. But I thought it was cute. If you go on Google, you could see what your state spells wrong, you know, the most common misspelled word and what you guys have to Google. And you can check it out on Google. They have the map of that. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That's crazy.
In other news... I didn't know you could do this, but Ohio is suing 5 drug companies over opioid overdoses. So, you know, we always talk about this heroin epidemic that's stemming from the painkillers, the opioids, that doctors are just handing out and handing out and handing out.
Yeah.
So Ohio is suing the drug companies who make these opioids because of this crisis. So, you know, you hear that, I'm like, come on, you know, that's a long stretch right there.
I don't know if you could actually sue.
Well, they're saying there are. An Ohio attorney named General Mike DeWine, he is suing 5 drug manufacturers, accusing them of misrepresenting the risks of prescription opioid painkillers, which is helping fuel a drug addiction epidemic. A growing number of state and local governments are suing drug makers also, and distributors. So I guess this is becoming common now, like more people are doing it. The 5 companies Ohio is suing right now is Purdue Pharma, Johnson & Johnson's Janssen Pharmaceuticals, a unit of Endo International, Teva Pharmaceuticals, and Cephalon Unit and Allergan Unit. So, some of those names I've heard of before with the pharmacies.
I've only heard of Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson's. Ohio right now, Southern Ohio, is being hit really hard with this heroin epidemic and the opioid addictions. So, I saw the numbers. It's just crazy how many people in that state are affected right now. I know in our own state, we're going through really, really high numbers just yesterday.
Forget the state. The county.
Our county, yeah. Someone just died yesterday of it that my sister knows. So,
unreal.
It's just every single day. But they're saying that opioid drugs, including prescription painkillers and heroin, have killed more than 33,000 people in the United States in a year. And that's higher than any record beforehand. You know, that's crazy. So we'll see how this case goes. I don't know how far he's going to get with it. Someone needs to be held accountable. Doctors, I think, need to be held accountable, too.
Well, I think it would be the doctors.
I know, that's what I would think, because... Maybe not in the past, but doctors now see that, hey, we're giving little Johnny Vicodin for his wisdom teeth, and he's getting addicted. Maybe we should try an ibuprofen or a higher dose of that. So if you're a doctor and you're listening to this, you have to stop. There has to be a different way. I know some people are in a lot of pain. I've had to get painkillers for the many surgeries I've been in. Luckily, I don't have an addictive personality, so I never take more than I should have.
Right.
But... I could see how someone would. When I was taking the codeine for my surgery, my last surgery, I felt good on it. You know, I got that little, like I felt like I was drunk, almost like happy feeling.
Yeah.
So I could see why people abuse it. So in that case, then something needs to change, because there's other people who aren't as strong as I am who are going to take that and want that feeling over and over again. So a doctor, you need to find a different way to prescribe painkillers. Or like we said, there's high doses of ibuprofen you can give people.
I think there should be a limit to how many pills
and how long they're on
and how long they're on it. And if you exceed that, then you need to look in. And if you're still honestly in pain, you need to look into other options.
Yep.
That's just my opinion.
I know.
I've thankfully only taken like a Percocet.
Yeah.
When I had my wisdom teeth out. And I think I took, like, not even, like, half of the pill.
Yeah.
Maybe twice, I think. And I took I was like, I don't like this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so weird.
Yeah, it's a very weird feeling at first. I threw up the first time I took one. It made me very sick. So I cut them in half. And then when I cut in half, I was okay. But I felt weird. And then by like the fourth day, I felt it was like a good feeling. So my body went through all that stuff, and it, like, that's scary, you know? And there's people that are on high, high dosages of it.
I kept saying to my mom, like, you know, I would take like the half of the pill, and I had to take it because I was in so much pain.
Yeah.
And I would, my mom would be like, here, you have to take this, like, to keep the pain down. And I would take it, but I would be like, I don't know why people like this feeling, because this is not a good feeling.
No.
And I would be throwing up, and, you know, my head would be hurting, and it was not a good feeling.
No.
So I don't know.
Some people, it's different. Like I said, I felt the good parts of it. I don't know if someone feels even better, but it took me a while to get to that point when I was on them. But
I felt like my head was like cracked in half.
Oh man,
that's just how I could explain it.
Not good.
Like my brain was just
a cracked egg.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it was not good. So hopefully they come up with a solution for that and
definitely
fix it, because something needs to be done.
Oh yeah, it's getting way out of hand right now, and the Narcan. That's only so. Now they're saying there's heroin that Narcan isn't even being able to touch and revive a person.
Unreal.
So, I don't know how I feel about this, but even in our county right now, in our local town in Goshen, they're doing Narcan training so that you or I can go there and get Narcan. So if someone we know overdoses, we can save them. And it's like, that's sad to me that right now we're having clinics open for us to help these heroin addicts, you know, not die. And repeatedly have to help them not die.
Yeah.
So at that point, like, my husband, he runs a lot of these clinics, like, to not to do the Narcan, but to get people not to try heroin. He thinks it's a lost cause. He says, really, once a person's on heroin, he doesn't feel 90% of the time they're not going to get off heroin. They're going to get sober. They're going to go through withdrawal and go into remission, but they're always going to go back. And that's his just opinion on it. He says, so the education has to start beforehand.
Before, yes.
Before they even try it. Because once they try it, it's really, it's kind of like a lost cause, sadly. And
it
they're
is,
just going to be.
Because you're so, my mom and I were talking to somebody about it the other day. And they said, you know, it doesn't matter if, you know, your mom or something was laying on the ground having a seizure, say you were the drug addict, you would step over your mom and go for your fix before helping your mom.
Oh yeah, it's really crazy that I hear so many stories of just leaving their children, overdosing with their children in the car, as people around the world have seen those news stories. So the education has to start beforehand and with doctors. Stop prescribing the painkillers. Stop. If your patient's been on them for years now, like I know a lot of people close to me have been, the doctor needs to cut it back. Slowly cut them off of it, because 5 years on a certain amount of pills, they're just going to want more. Slowly find a way to cut them back and cut them back and cut them back.
Absolutely.
And educate your patients on heroin addiction from opioids, because it's education's what's going to hopefully save kids and people. Talk to your kids about it, because it's really scary and it's a deadly, deadly thing.
Yes, it is. And we'll be right back with much more. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Let's dance. You're on beat.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and there's some craziness going on around Hollywood right now, especially with a, I don't know what you want to call it. A picture or... it is a picture.
It was a photo shoot, right?
It was a photo shoot, yes. So, I'll just tell you the story. So, Kathy Griffin may have been joking about a bloody head of Donald Trump.
Oh, gosh.
But apparently the Secret Service is not taking this
good
as a joke.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So apparently law enforcement sources say that Secret Service has launched an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the photo shoot. And Kathy Griffin has apologized for it after, you know, so many people have criticized her.
She's stupid.
Yeah.
How stupid can you be? You know the CIA, they're going to come after you.
I know. And, like, I just want to know, like, whose idea was this, really?
It was probably hers. I did not vote for Trump, and I don't agree with a lot of the things he does. But he is our president. So, I know people say, well, people are mean to Obama. People were racist to Obama. Yes, they were. I didn't agree with that either. But for a high-named celebrity, she's a comedian, she's a very well-known comedian, to go and do this photo shoot for the TV and the magazines and everyone, the whole world to see, mm-hmm. holding Donald Trump's head like it was beheaded, like a form of, you know, yeah. terrorist stuff with blood all over it. You're stupid, and that's wrong. You don't do that. No matter what you feel about the president, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't. I don't agree with it on any level, any president, any party. You don't do that. She's stupid.
She should have known better. And so Donald Trump, of course, lashed out at her.
Of course.
I'm assuming on Twitter, since that's what he is obsessed with.
Yes.
So he lashed out at her, saying she has messed up his 11-year-old son, Baron. He tweeted, "Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Baron, are having a hard time with this." And then he wrote, "Sick."
It is sick. It is.
And Kathy, you know, again, she apologized after receiving criticism from Trump, Trump's family.
Fans.
Fans.
Right?
Other celebrities. And a lot of celebrities that, you know, aren't for Trump, but they're just saying, like, you really went
overboard. She crossed the line.
You crossed the line. Like, what were you thinking?
Even if she felt that way, even if I felt that way, I'd be so afraid to do that because, you know, Secret Service is going to be, you know, putting you under a microscope at that point.
Absolutely.
You can't do that. These people are just, they're out of their minds lately, I swear.
Yeah. Crazy. So, Kathy is really feeling the fallout over this because Squatty Potty, which endorses her, has suspended the ad campaign.
Oh, yeah, she's in all the commercials and stuff and the pictures and...
Yeah.
Oh, man, so she's losing that.
Yeah, so they actually spoke out and they said, "We were shocked and disappointed to learn about the image Miss Griffin shared today." Can you imagine? Like, you just, like, turn on, like, your computer, and there it is.
Yeah.
They continue to say it was deeply inappropriate and runs contrary to the core values our company stands for.
Yeah, probably, there's probably a lot of jokes people are cracking with that, with Squatty Potty. And
yeah.
Yeah. No, that good for them, though, because then people are going to associate her with their brand, and then, you know, no one's going to want to buy Squatty Potty. So I'm glad that they are not standing behind her stupidity. Because that's what it is, just stupidity. And ignorance.
Absolutely.
And for his kids, that's horrible at his kids. Because I know if Gio saw, my son saw like that, my head, someone holding my bloody head, he would be freaking out. That's just not right. You don't do that.
No. Not to anybody.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No one.
So, as I stated earlier, the Secret Service is investigating the circumstances surrounding the shooting, the photo shoot, and which is protocol, which kind of makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
That there's something in place when somebody, you know, wants
it's
to.
It's like a threat to the president.
Yeah.
They would. I would hope they would do it for any president. Obama, Clinton, Bush, so... I think he deserves that, too. It has to be looked into.
It does. It's just crazy. So, we will update everybody next week on what happens. But I have a feeling her career is going down the toilet.
Yeah. Stupid.
Unreal. And here's another unreal story. Tiger Woods, I don't know if you heard, he released an official statement following his arrest. I don't know if you heard, Monday night, he got a DUI in Florida.
Yep.
And he wants the public to know that alcohol was not involved.
Okay, buddy.
And he didn't realize the mix of medications that he took had affected him so strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he takes full responsibility for his actions and he would like to apologize with all his heart to his family, friends, and fans. And he actually expects more from himself, too, he says. And Woods continued by saying that he will do everything he can to make sure that such a thing won't happen ever again. He also took the time to thank the representatives of the Jupiter Police Department and the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office for their assistance and professionalism.
See, I would believe that it was medication, except he denied he would not do the breathalyzer. He told the police no. So if you weren't drinking, why not just blow? Because that's going to say, okay, there's zero amount of alcohol in you. And they said he breathed of alcohol, so I don't believe it. I don't buy it. Yeah, maybe he was on medication too. Maybe all that combined, but if you're not drinking, why would he blow into the machine? It's going to say zero and prove your point even more. So that's how I know he's lying. He's just freaking lying.
Well, apparently this isn't his first DUI.
No, it's not.
I think he's had another one a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it was funny, my friend actually put up his mugshot and put a Furby next to it and said he looks like a Furby, and he really does. The way his eyes are, he looks like a Furby.
That's really funny. I just, you know, Mr. Woods, you need to get it together.
Yeah.
I mean, how old are you?
Throwing away a lot by doing that. Very lucky man, you're throwing it all down the drain.
Exactly. Well, so we will follow up on that story as well. And for more, go to our website, ShaunaAndLala.com. We'll be right back with more, our positive police story, and we have our product of the week. We're back with
it. Yeah, finally have our products back. We had to catch up.
And we have an awesome product coming up. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Back, you're listening to Shauna and Lala. Right now, it's our Blue Line Hero Time segment, which is where we feature positive police stories of police around the community and around your community doing positive things. So, what do we have this week?
Well, I thought we'd lighten up the mood, and this is a really funny story. You know, usually it's kind of dreary, you know, the police officer being a hero, but this is kind of funny. I was laughing reading it. This actually takes place in Tasmania, Australia. So to any of our Australian listeners out there, you're going to crack up on this. You probably heard it, but in Australia, these police officers drove a drunk man home. They helped him to bed and took a selfie with him so he could remember how he got home. the Tasmanian Police Department, then they put it on Facebook to describe what they did, you know, because they were laughing about it. And then people kind of realized, and it went viral. But they said police were contacted by a taxi company for assistance in getting a man home. When the police arrived, they found out his address, and they took the man home and waited for his friend to arrive to look after him. How nice, right? They figured that he probably wouldn't remember how he got home. And they wanted to have some fun with it, so they decided to take a selfie with him with his own phone. So they took the guy's phone, they posed him up, and you know, he's wasted, and they took pictures with him. And then the next day, when he sobered up, looked through his phone. He said, "So I was just looking through my phone, and turns out these guys took some banger selfies after they took my drunk butt home," the post read. Typically, police don't drive drunk people home, but Tasmanian Police Sergeant Craig Fox said an exception was made that night, and they had fun with it. Police are always looking for a place of safety for anyone who is affected by alcohol, so they thought this was a good opportunity to help this guy and, you know, make a little fun for the night. So, it's not that they're heroes, but it's a positive police story, and it's really cute, and I think it puts a smile on people's face.
At least, they were cool about it.
Yeah.
You know?
They knew he was taking the taxi, so they just said, you know what? This is going to be funny. I would love to wake up, not that I drink, but a photo of me with police officers. Like, what? You know? They took me home last night? Okay. So it's really funny. So thank you to all those police officers who have a good sense of humor out there. There should be more cops like that, that don't take everything so serious.
Yeah, there should be.
And that's the problem, and hopefully people can see that there are good cops out there that are funny and they have a sense of humor and they're just like you and I.
I love taking people's phones and
when they're drunk.
No, not when I'm drunk. No.
Oh, when they're drunk, I'm saying. Just let's take some pictures of things you don't know what's going on, you know.
Oh, yeah, videos. I'm like, you know, people dancing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
You'll see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would not see that here in New York, that's for sure.
No, no, not at all.
At least I don't think so.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. That was really rude of me to say. No. You might see it. But there, the difference is a lot of stresses in New York.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, crime and things that officers have to focus on. Other
than they don't
stupid.
Have time.
Yeah, you know, you don't know. You don't. You might be taking a drunk guy home and you're going to get shot by his roommate who's, I don't know, on the run. So, but I'm sure stuff like this goes on, too, in New York. You know, you just don't hear the positive stuff. So
exactly. That's...
the point of Blue Line Hero Time. We are going to find it, we're going to weed it out, and we're going to put it on blast so you know what goes on in your communities. Like, Sean and I don't think it happens, but I guarantee it does. So if
apparently it does.
Yeah. If you're listening and you're an officer in New York, or you're someone in the community in New York, and you know of an officer having a sense of humor, doing something out of the ordinary that helped people and was really nice, write into us, you know, go to our website, check us out, and let us know so we could talk about it.
Absolutely. And you could find us at ShaunaAndLala.com, on Facebook at Shauna and Lala, or you could just message Lala on Facebook.
It's Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And we'll be right back with your product of the week, and we're going to close out the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Shauna and Lala. You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and it's time for our product of the week. You could send us your product, and we'll review it. And I have to say, we got some pretty cool products.
Yeah, we always get sent some really, really neat stuff. A lot of times, it's things that we've never heard of or never thought that we needed.
And just we end up needing it.
Yeah, and then we end up needing it, just like this product this week that we're going to do. It's called Sleeve Pal. And it's actually a card sleeve, so it's like a paper envelope type thing. That's how I'm going to describe it, that you put your gift cards in. And Shauna's been using them, right?
Yeah, they really come in handy because I get a lot of gift cards. I misplace a lot of gift cards.
Yes, you do.
but I recently just found them all.
Yes.
Well, most of them. And so I don't even know how many of these I went through. But it's pretty much, you keep the gift card in there, obviously, so you don't lose it. And you write, like, I wrote on mine Best Buy, and I wrote, like, $25.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when you go to the store, you use it, and you buy something for $15, you write the remainder of the amount on there, so you know how much you have left.
Yeah.
Awesome idea.
It is, because I have a lot of gift cards too, and I go to stores, and if they don't write it on the card, some stores will with like a permanent marker write on the on your card, like they cross out the number and say, okay, you have $10 left. So, but a lot don't, and you put it in your purse, you think you remember, and then months later you go to use it again, and you're like, I always have to say, I don't know how much is on this. Can you scan it and tell me? You know?
Yeah.
So this,
me too.
This helps with that, and like she said, on the card, it has parts where you put the date and the amount on the card. And it has a few lines that you could change it as you buy stuff. Now, the cool thing about this company is it was actually created by a single mother and her daughter. And she said that her daughter, named Benny, could never find the receipts for her gift cards. Or the remaining, you know, because they give you a receipt with your remaining balance.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Yeah. So she was losing, she lost hers. And then that's when they had an idea. So in order to help with avoid the stress and the time consumption that usually happens when you're trying to figure out what's on a card, they came up with this product called the Card Sleeve, you know, Sleeve Pal. And it keeps your balance on it. You can write it, and they come in all different colors and like styles on it. Some have the zebra print design, purple, they have white, they have blue. So if you go to their website, you're going to see all of the different cards that you can order. They're really, really fairly priced. The website is sleevepal.com. So that's like S-L-E-E-V-E pal.com. And check it out. Check what they're about. I love that it's a mother and daughter team, you know, that they
absolutely.
Came up with this idea. We love that. And it's going to help you out. You know, when you, if you have a lot of gift cards like Shauna and I, it really does come in handy. You would never think you needed it until you have it, and you're like, wow, this really works. It really keeps the stress levels down when you go to use a gift card.
And it's so good to organize with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have them all now in a nice drawer, my junk drawer, but...
Yeah, in a nice spot.
And, you know, I called up each company and, you know, typed in the codes and found out what was remaining on it, and wrote it all down.
Yeah, now you got it all there.
I'm all organized. It's great for organizing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else it's great for?
What?
If you get, like, one of those, like, MasterCard gift cards that don't have, like, a little thing to put the card in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. You just put this in there,
put
the card in, and put it in a birthday card. And
that's what I was thinking that I'm going to use it for, because I give a lot of gift cards out for Christmas presents, birthday presents, whatever, you know. And instead of spending the money on these stupid, like, the gift card holders, buy a pack of these. They sell them in different packages. Buy a pack of them and use them when you give gift cards out. Put the gift card in it and put the amount right on the card. And then they'll have everything right there, and they can, from that point on,
continue
as they use it, write what's left over. So, really good product, really cool product, and we're going to post some pictures of it on our website, on our Facebook, on our Instagram, so you could check out what they look like, check out their website, and hopefully you'll support this mother and daughter team and buy some of these and spread the word.
Absolutely. So look for that on our website, and thank you all for listening, and check out our website, ShaunaAndLala.com, for more on the Sleeve Pal, and make sure to follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/ShaunaAndLala,
and check me out at Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie,
and check us out on Instagram, make sure to follow us, Instagram.com/ShaunaAndLala. And, of course, on Snapchat at Shauna_Lala. We will see you next week.